is. He might recover for a while, but not for long. George Sand nursed her sick friend day and night. Nobody had told Chopin the cruel truth, but he sensed it, and he fell into deep melancholy. To make things worse, the weather changed with the beginning of winter. Endless rains drummed on the roof, and dense fog covered the lovely gardens. From a nearby monastery came the dull sound of bells ringing for a long time. Chopin shivered with a dark foreboding. He dragged himself to the piano and caught the mood of hopelessness in music. Out of his despair, he created one of the greatest masterpieces, his prelude in D-flat major.